At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I have talked about so many different ways for you guys to build your flight hours, including being a CFI, skydiving pilot, charter flying, contract flying, renting an airplane from a flight school, even buying or building your own aircraft, as well as banner towing. How's it going, everyone? Welcome to the Aviator's Guide. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Holly Bellino, your host, and I love doing what I can to help you guys out. So hopefully you get something out of this episode, just like you have all the others. Last episode, I covered a very relevant topic in terms of aviation safety. I know a lot of you are on edge right now because of all the accidents you've been seeing all over the media, and that's completely understandable. But go back and watch that video, and maybe you'll find out something that will reassure you that air travel is still the safest way to travel. In today's episode, I will be continuing the mini-series Ways to Build Flight Hours, and this is officially the penultimate episode of that mini-series. I have talked about so many different ways for you guys to build your flight hours on your path to reaching your career goals, including being a CFI, skydiving pilot, pipeline flying, tour pilot, survey pilot, charter flying, ferry flying, contract flying, volunteering, renting an airplane from a flight school or a flying club, even buying or building your own aircraft, as well as banner towing. After going over all of those creative ways for you guys to build your flight hours, I'm going to be covering three more today, saving a really cool one for the last episode of this mini series. The first way I'm going to talk about today is towing. And yes, I have already talked about banner towing, but today I'm going to talk about aircraft towing. And no, I don't mean working for an FBO, towing aircraft around a ramp, even though that will probably be a part of this job description. But what I'm talking about is towing gliders and sailplanes. Gliders and sailplanes are basically the same thing. They're both fixed-wing aircraft that do not have an engine. And a sailplane is a high-performance glider. And while the construct of gliders has been around for centuries, they never cease to amaze me. Yeah, let's just go fly thousands of feet in the air without an engine. I mean, I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure it is. But I like having an engine. The thought of relying on updrafts and thermals to keep me airborne makes me a little bit uneasy. But I don't know. Maybe I would try it one day, but I would have to be convinced. Fun fact, there is a glider called Pearland 2 that has made it over 70,000 feet. 70,000 feet, guys, that is incredible. And it also gives us a moment right now to go over a little bit of aviation knowledge. What are the altitudes of Class A airspace, flight level 180 or 18,000 feet, to flight level 600 or 60,000 feet, right? So what's above 60,000 feet? What airspace is that? Do you know without Googling it? Class E airspace, Class Echo airspace, that's right. Class E airspace lives up high and down below. Getting back on track. Finding a job towing gliders may be a little bit difficult because they're far and few between. And if you do get one, it will probably be part-time. So this would be a good job for you to do in addition to another job to build your hours. There is a perk to doing this to build your hours, however, because you can start doing it early on in your flying career. According to 61.69, the only certificate you need to tow gliders is your private pilot. There are other requirements as well, such as you have to have an endorsement from an authorized instructor, and you have to have 100 hours of PIC time in the aircraft category and class of the aircraft being used to do the towing. This could be a great way for you guys to get started, even if you can't legally get paid yet until you get your commercial certificate. But just because you don't have your commercial certificate, it doesn't mean you can't get your foot in the door, gain some great experience, and make an amazing impression all at the same time. And remember, whoever you meet along the way, always be gracious and kind because the aviation community is small. The next option for you to build some flight hours is to be a safety pilot. Believe it or not, there are a lot of pilots out there who are not proficient in their flying abilities. This is where you come in. Some pilots don't want to go the career path route. A lot of them are doing it just for shits and gigs, or they were looking for the absolute most expensive hobby that they could take on. You can offer your services to fly with these pilots who don't have the confidence or experience that they would like before taking on longer, more challenging flights. For those of you out there watching and listening who think you may need a safety pilot, there ain't no shame in that. Knowing your limits and setting your own personal minimums is a fantastic use of ADM, and I applaud you. If it's VMC outside or visual meteorological conditions, and you need to go practice some instrument approaches for currency, take a safety pilot with you. If you're going to practice some night flying because you're a little rusty on it, take a safety pilot with you. If you haven't completed your instrument currency in 6 months, bring a safety pilot with you to get current to avoid having to do an IPC at that 12-month mark. If it's your first time flying in the mountains and it's IMC or instrument meteorological conditions outside, safety pilot. If you want to go practice some emergencies, safety pilot. If you want to go practice some crosswinds, safety pilot. Always bring one with you if you feel like you need them to help you. If you don't feel 100% capable, do yourself and everyone else a favor and bring a safety pilot with you. Having two pilots in that cockpit is the cheapest insurance. And the last way I'm going to cover today to build your flight hours is to join the military. I'm sure a lot of you guys have a very different reaction to this one, as joining the military to build your flight hours is not just a way to get in, build your flight hours, and get out. But you do have the option to join the military either before or after you have all of your certificates and ratings to be a pilot. If you join the military, then you decide you want to go to civilian flight school, you can probably use the GI Bill to do so, and that will pay for most, if not all, of your training. Accessing that GI Bill depends on how long you have served and if you're active duty or not, so look into it. Or you can join the military to get your flight training through them. This is the more challenging route because you may be trying to join, say, the Air Force to be a pilot, and you go and apply, and you may not be chosen to be a pilot depending on your qualifications and how you do on the aptitude test. Now, if you don't get the pilot job you wanted right off the bat, do you think you get to go home stomping your feet and quit the military? No. But that doesn't mean you can't do it at a later date. So if that does happen to you, don't give up and keep trying. And of course, when you join the military, you are making a big commitment. So make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. And with that in mind, this may not be the best route for everybody. Not to mention, there is a ton of uncertainty when going this route, like where in the world you would be based, which branch you would join based off your credentials, what you would be able to do with your life depending on how long you're in the military, and how you would be able to do it. Of course, each branch of the military has its own requirements to be a pilot for them, whether it's the Army, the National Guard, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Space Force, or whichever department gets created next. I am not an expert in this, so if you are interested, go to each individual branch's website if you are interested in serving in the United States military. However, if being an Army helicopter pilot is something that you're interested in, then you should go check out my episode called Rotor to Rank, A Warrant Officer's Journey to an Army Helicopter Pilot. In that episode, I have a warrant officer giving his firsthand experience as to how he got to where he is flying for the Army. So go check that out. Also, remember, if you want to go military and you still want to end up at the airlines or cargo or Part 135, then your required flight time hours are not 1,500 hours for you, but they are 750 hours as per Part 61.160. And if you are a helicopter pilot that's looking to transition to an airline pilot, you should look into an RTP, which is a rotor transition program, and they will help you get all your qualifications necessary for fixed wing. Many companies have their own RTP to help you out, including airlines like SkyWest and flight schools like Coast Flight. There are also military-specific RTPs, such as at Frontier Airlines, so look around and see what you could find. Well, there you have it. Three more ways for you guys to build your flight hours. And believe it or not, I still have one more to cover in the last episode of this mini-series. I just want you guys to have all the ways possible that you could build your flight hours so you can do it efficiently. Until then, send all your questions and requests to youraviatorsguide@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe and follow my show, and keep working towards your goals to make your dreams happen. And I will see you later, aviators.